subhanAllah, was kind of, you know, nice. You know, we were talking about the family of Hafsa. We said she was raised up in a very great family. Her father, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Her uncle, Uthman ibn Mad'un. All these are great companions. Now, the nice part is her brother was Abdullah ibn Umar. He used to call her after she got married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mother, because now, although she's his sister, but because she's now the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are ummahatul mu'mineen. How that happened? And we said Abdullah ibn Umar was number two in narrating the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Abu Huraira, which is again makes him a great companion. And we said the companions, we said yesterday, they say if you want to look at the companion who follows the sunnah the most, look at Abdullah ibn Umar. So that was a great honor for Abdullah ibn Umar. Now, we're still talking about her family. Her husband, who was her husband? Of course, you're not going to tell me Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we first started talking about the Prophet's wives, we said only one wife the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to, and she was not married before him to anyone, which was Aisha radiallahu anha, which means all the other wives were married before him at certain point. Now, how did that happen? First of all, what is the difference in age between Hafsa and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 35. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 40 when he got the revelation, so she was 35 years old. She was born when he was 35 years old. So that means he was 35 years older than her. Now, Hafsa got married at the age of 11 or 12. So that emphasizes the point that we said when people say, why did the Prophet ﷺ get married to Aisha and she was young? We said that was normal back then. 11 years old at our time might seem strange, but back then at their time was completely normal. She got married at the age of 11. Her first husband before Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, his name was Khulayf ibn Hudhafa. Khulayf ibn Hudhafa is not a famous companion, but he did something great. His brother was Abdullah ibn Hudhafa. What's so special about Abdullah ibn Hudhafa? He was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's messenger to the big kings and emperors, to Kisra, the Caesar and Qaisar and all these big emperors of the Romans and Persians. Abdullah ibn Hudhafa was the companion the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send to all these big kings, and he died as a shaheed in the end. So her husband, Khulayf ibn Hudhafa, he accepted Islam early. He did hijrah to Habasha. And we said before there was a rumor when the people of the Habasha made the hijrah, they heard that Quraysh accepted Islam and the Prophet ﷺ was victorious. It was a rumor that was not true. So he went back to Mecca and he found that nothing changed. The Muslims were still tortured. At that time, he got married to Hafsa. She was 11 or 12 years old when she got married to Khulayf. And then they both performed hijrah to Medina. Khulayf attended the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Uhud, we talked about the story about the Battle of Uhud before, there was a rumor that the Prophet ﷺ was killed. And many companions went back to Medina. The battle was not over yet. And the Prophet ﷺ was in danger. And we said a few companions stayed to protect him. One of those few companions was Khulayf, her husband. So Hafsa's husband was in the Battle of Uhud. And then Khulayf noticed that there was one spot the Prophet ﷺ was not covered well by the companions. And he ran there, and that's when he got shot with an arrow. He got hit with an arrow in his chest. Now, a question we always ask, if you were in Khulayf's place, would you do it? We always claim that we love Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Will you take an arrow for him? And remember, you don't have time to think. The Prophet ﷺ might get hit by any second. I either move now or it's going to be too late. You can't think, you know, I need to go to Jannah and we have to convince ourselves and maybe it's worth it or not. He ran and he took the arrow. He did not die actually, but he kept bleeding. They took him back to Medina. After a few days, he passed away as a shaheed. So now how old was Hafsa when her husband Khulayf died? She lived with him 9 years. So she was 21 or 21 years old.